My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Well, just on a personal note, Bulldog running into trouble at the office because of the picnic. There are people here today, and Bulldog is having a difficult time navigating that.
Twice already, the start of the show and just now the first commercial break, I'm out there talking, and like, what time is it? I gotta go. I just went, I gotta go, and just ran away just now, because, you know.
I mean, way back when, this used to be the case, where you'd have around.
My internal clock is broken because there, you know, really, most days we're here, you walk out of here, there's no one to talk to or see, so, you know, it's not hard to get back in here on time. There's no distraction at all. Now, like, even just like three people, but still.
Hey, it's enough.
How's it going? What's going on?
It's enough.
How do you like your new windows?
They want to know about your life.
Right.
Sal Capaccio with us here on the West Her Hotline. As we mentioned before, everybody at the picnic today became familiar with the reality that Sal is a drummer. And I got to tell you, there were plenty of people who were stumped by that.
No. You see, you guys, you're making, like, you're kind of making fun of me about this, and I need to defend myself for a second. I did not write, if you read what it says I not only play the drums, because I know people know that. The point was, because I was saying I also play the spoons, because I wanted to, if I was at the picnic, people were like, oh, what is that? And I would say, like, this is how you play the spoons, and you hold one in your, between your thumb and your pointer finger, and you hold the other between your pointer finger and your middle finger, and you put them together, and you play them, and you have a hand and a knee, and you do like that. I know people know that. It wasn't the point of pointing that out.
No, I'm saying I don't think that many people did, as many as you might think. Because
Guys are like, well, he's not shy about it. It's on his Twitter profile. Big deal.
I'm just saying, with any research, you could have found out pretty easily compared whether Sharon Metz paraglided in the French Alps. You know, that might not be something you could just go find out. You go to Sal's Twitter, it says this. It says drummer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Which is why I didn't make it as the base point of the whole point.
Right, but you gave people a clue, like drummer. I didn't even read after drummer.
I knew immediately.
I looked at the sheet and I saw, in addition to being a drummer, like, well, that's Sal.
Me too.
You buried the spoons.
It's because we know each other better than these other people. I don't know these other people. I don't know any of them, some of them at all. Like, who's into hot yoga? Who can swallow fire? I didn't know any of these things about our coworkers
until
today.
I should have just said I'm an amazing parallel Parker, so I don't know. You know.
Wow. This is getting off to a difficult start.
Sam, did you know I used to have a motorcycle?
I think I knew that. Okay. I mean, I think I you had to have had that when I've known you.
I think. I got rid of it in like 2015, maybe. So you
okay?
Were,
yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes.
But you know, Mike asked, like, what would I put down? And like, I, you know, I'm not guitar, golfing, but my kid used to be a goalie. Like, what? Like, these are things that, you know, have come up frequently.
Yes.
I thought the motorcycle was long enough ago. Maybe that would have been what I would have went with. Like, I used to own a Harley. I don't know.
Common knowledge.
Yeah.
I would have put the tuba. For myself.
Tuba, nice.
Playing all county tuba for 7 years or whatever it is. Like, you know, some people know that.
Let's get it together. All county tuba player, spoons, and guitar. Let's go.
We should have Emmett Otter. All we need is Emmett Otter.
I was just going to say, Emmett Otter's jug band. I love
right?
it.
Yes.
See, we're back on track. By the way, I wish I would have been there today. I had to cover practice. I couldn't be there, but it sounded like it was a hoot.
You're saying you were quote working. That's fine. That makes sense. That's believable. It's true. I was going to use Aaron Judge to get us back feeling good about each other, but, you know, I can save Aaron Judge. I mean, Aaron Judge,
oh, man.
38,
wow.
Two home run games already in his, not this season, in his career.
This season.
Did you see this one, Sal?
Not a lot, yeah.
He is the fastest to do that by 170 games.
I did not. It's amazing. I did see Jeff Passan with the stat of the no one has slugged at a higher rate this late in the season who hasn't been linked to steroids. He added that in there since Ted Williams. Like, the numbers he is putting up are just unbelievable right now.
Ralph Kiner is the second fastest player in history to hit, wow. to hit 38 two home run games. Judge had one last night or yesterday, whenever the game was. Kiner in 1,130 games, Judge in 960.
I know we have Bill stuff to get to, but did either of you see the story about the Little League coach from Staten Island who like was mad at Judge because they played in the Little League Classic. I don't know, was that last week or over the weekend? I don't know the timing. Anyway, and this coach from the Staten Island team was mad. They got to meet with Aaron Boone and a few other players. Judge was visiting with lots of players, but I guess did not specifically seek out this Staten Island team. And then during the game, the story I read, Sal, said that the players on the Staten Island team were calling out to Judge, and he ignored them. Because he was in the on-deck circle getting ready to go bat in a game that I believe counted in the standings. And the coach is mad that he didn't turn around and, like, wave at them or say hi. And, like, what the hell are you doing, dude? Like, the guy's playing the game. Like, you had all your time earlier. Like, sorry he didn't get over there and smile for everyone. But the coach is like, well, these kids pay your salary. And, like, dude, what are you doing?
It was when I read that line, I'm like, oh, this is the right. the person that a lot of us run into. They pay your salary, right? And the Yankees, it was such a big deal that the Yankees had to issue a statement.
I saw.
And they read, they said, Aaron Judge always acts with kindness and respect, and then wrote, the coach could learn a lot from him.
That is so bad.
Right.
You know, the world was so much better when, in situations like this, the team would not say anything. Because they knew it was too stupid for words. But here, you know, the Yankees feel like they have to apologize, not apologize for it, but sort of defend themselves. Anyway, the Bills play Carolina on Saturday afternoon in their final preseason game. No starters for the Bills, which we've known since Monday. Carolina, though, I think this is a little bit obnoxious. They're like, no, we will play our starters. Maybe they feel like they can get some momentum going for the regular season, Sal, against a wounded Bills team that has already sort of decided not to take the game as seriously. What do you think of what Carolina has decided?
Well, I'm surprised, first of all, but after digging into it a little bit, apparently the reason is because they haven't really had a lot of reps as a team. And they, because of injuries they've had, and they want more reps. This is a young team, obviously a very young quarterback, in Bryce Young, and they feel that they need to put him on the field at some point. So I'm looking, but it does say preseason here. I'm looking at their numbers. Oh, this is 20. Let me just look at 24. Here's this year's stats for them. He has not thrown a pass, so I don't think he's played yet.
Yeah, I think the Bryce starters Young, so have not played. I, what I heard is that Canales. Yeah, it's a new system too. That, you know, with the new coach, mm-hmm. obviously, he had thought about playing starters earlier in the preseason, but was waiting on a couple of guys that were injured yes. to come back. Like, you know, if we're gonna do this, let's do it with as many guys as we can. And so that just happened to time out where they're getting a couple of guys back. I'm not sure who, linemen or what exactly, yep. but that they've got more of what they'll have on the field in September ready to go now than they did even a week ago. So that's a part of the logic, I think.
Agreed. And it's like, if you, same thing, like, hey, when you're not going to put Josh Allen out there with the backup line, right? You're just not going to do that. So they didn't want to put Bryce Young out there with a couple of guys that, you know, hey, we got to have, make sure we have a majority of our starters out there, whatever. So I think it's still risky, but I understand it. It doesn't mean I necessarily have to agree. It's the same thing when anybody, whether it's Sean McDermott or Andy mm-hmm. Reid plays, you know, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, you're like, do you really need to do this?
So as far as today goes, you know what? Before I ask this question, the Carolina, they're not the only team playing starters in week three. There are plenty of teams doing that week three of the preseason. And nobody is a fan of the preseason, really. It's really just get through it. But from going from four games to three, there's a little bit, it seems like the league is willing to put a little bit more strategy into it. You know, last week, I kind of felt like everybody was going to play starters, and then I realized that that was not true. I mean, plenty of teams didn't. You know, the Bills might have with Allen, but for the weather.
The rest of the starters mostly.
The rest
played,
of the
though.
Starters did. Pittsburgh's guys did. So at least we have that, Sal. I mean, maybe we'll get to two preseason games as soon as next year. We won't have this anymore, but at least there's some variety in how teams play things in the preseason, which there, you know, heretofore really wasn't.
I think it's kind of fascinating how every team goes about it a little bit differently. Now, let's remember, though, when they went to three, they shaved off the final game. They didn't start. They didn't go 1-2-3 and then regular. It's 1-2-3 week off, then regular right. season. And so, therefore, it's still the same amount of time as the old days, quote-unquote, when you'd play your starters in the third preseason game, rest them for the fourth. There's no change there if you're doing that. I think the change has come in, though, where there's less time, so you have to kind of figure out strategically when do you want to do that and how much time do you want to leave. And every team's different on that. You still have teams like the Arizona Cardinals, who the Bills are playing week one, who are not playing, at least Kyler Murray. I mean, maybe other starters, but I know Kyler Murray has not and will not be playing in the preseason. His first action will be week one against the Buffalo Bills.
I would bet if we do get to the 18-game season, which is how you'd get to two preseason games only, that the timing of them, the second preseason game, I think, would still be this weekend. Like, assuming the schedule still begins yeah. after Labor Day, there's been some talk about maybe changing that at some point, and I don't know, maybe that's up for discussion if they go to 18 games eventually, but I would bet you wouldn't want to start the preseason as early as you have been with only two games and then have, what, 2 weeks off before you start?
Right.
That doesn't seem ideal, so.
I don't think the NFL wants to do that. You know, they want to maximize the calendar, and it's even weird there's a week without NFL because you do have college football, which owns, you know, this weekend, really. They start, but next weekend, Labor Day weekend. So I wonder how they would do it, too.
All right, let's get to today. The injury news maybe is getting a little bit better, starting at the safety position, Sal, right?
Yeah, Mike Edwards did more today. Kind of basically.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Like a full participant, it's a lighter practice, but doing more. And he said after practice that he believes he'll be okay for week one. Like, that's his plan, to play in week one. And I think the biggest news, though, of today was Sean McDermott acknowledging that he said everyone other than Matt Milano, of course, has a chance to play week one. He's not ruling out anybody. That includes Curtis Samuel, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, everybody. And I think that's big for the head coach to say that. And it goes back to something I've said to you guys and I've been saying on the radio here for, you know, about a week and a half, which is, look, I mean, yes, we know they have more injuries, it seems like, than normal. I don't even know if the data is perfectly right on that. It seems like that's the case. But every year, they kind of play it this way where they go the long game, they back off, and by week one, we're like, oh, okay, those guys are all coming back, everything's good. And it feels like that's going to happen again this year.
Yeah, and that certainly is got to be welcomed at safety, Sal. I mean, that was getting pretty kind of precarious, I think, with the season, you know, still a couple of weeks off, but, you know, you had guys here who just have not practiced in, I don't know, 3 weeks almost or more.
Yeah, and today, actually, another safety is down, and that is Terrell Burgess, one of the players they signed a few weeks ago, guys, when they had this situation to start with Bishop and Edwards. He had a strained hamstring, has one, so he did not practice today. So you are down one safety, although you did get Mike Edwards to do a little bit more. Cole Bishop, another day in his recovery. Damar Hamlin, another day in his recovery. So more guys are trending in the right direction as opposed to one guy who is not. Taron Johnson did not practice today with a quad injury, but, you know, just don't worry about that right now. Sean McDermott said that's more preventative than anything with Johnson. So they held him back today. So I don't think there's anything really to be concerned with. And Will Clapp is in concussion protocol. He is an offensive lineman who I think, you know, we talked yesterday about is interesting right there, kind of to me on the bubble as far as, mm-hmm. you know, on the roster or off.
Would Edwards be the starter if he were healthy, like if he is ready? Does it depend on other injuries? Does he go right in? Because I know not just the last few days, but going back even into the spring, he was not able to be on the field. Do you think like that's what the Bills would prefer?
I do. I mean, Sean McDermott said, you know, maybe 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, that, you know, when they signed Mike Edwards, the plan was for him and Taylor Rapp to be the starting safeties. And they signed him, and he had been recovering from a shoulder injury, and they knew that. So he was going to miss OTAs and a lot of minicamp. And then he got back a little bit, mandatory minicamp, but then all of a sudden the other injury pops up during training camp, and that wasn't planned, obviously. So there's where he's lost time. In the meantime, Cole Bishop winds up getting hurt. Now, I think this comes down to really which guy you can kind of get back healthier, quicker, and able to do all the things you need to do in your defense. All things being equal, they'd probably prefer that to be Mike Edwards because Cole Bishop is a rookie, mm-hmm. and at least Mike Edwards has been around even, you know, similar systems. He's been in this league. He's seen it. You don't have to put as much on Cole Bishop's plate. Even if Cole Bishop is healthy and ready to go, maybe the ideal scenario is you still kind of work him in and put him in spot duty where you need to play him until he gets more and more comfortable in the defense. Whereas I think Mike Edwards, you could probably feel a little more comfortable saying, okay, he's a starter. He's started in this league. We can put him out there. He's got experience. There's more that we can do with here.
Yeah, I feel like the plan probably all along, you've talked like this, would have been to get Bishop in something of a hybrid role, maybe mm-hmm. similar to what Poyer was doing last year, out of necessity and linebacker injury, but also maybe partially at least because of Poyer just, you know, whatever, slowing down to an extent. And so if Bishop hadn't been hurt, obviously he would have gotten a big opportunity with Edwards sidelined. But if everyone's healthy, I would have expected them to sort of try to find a role for Bishop. And if he really accelerated, right, if he shined in that, then okay, maybe feed him a little more and then maybe he can win the job. But now with all the time lost, I would just expect them to try to find, all right, here's a package. We can, you know, you can get ready for this and understand what we're going to ask you to do in these certain, you know, position groupings and go from there with him, I think.
Yeah, and I think Sean said it with you guys when he was on the other day. He said on Tuesday something about, you know, figuring out if Bishop can be first and second down or third down mm-hmm. or how much they can give him and what packages they can put him in. I also think the injury to Matt Milano plays a factor here, right? when Matt Milano went out last year, they had to kind of be creative in how they did this. And that was one of the reasons they eventually went to, you know, Poyer playing that role at the end of the year as well. So now that Matt Milano is out now, you know, what does that look like? Are you going a little bit more towards a dime defense right away? Are you putting that extra defensive back on the field? What can Dorian Williams give you on third down? Are you willing to, you know, live with that, or does he have to come off the field? So I think, you know, Bishop obviously becomes someone you look at in that situation as well.
If there isn't any more team news today, I want to ask you a league question, but is there any more team news you want to mention?
Any more team news? I don't think so. Okay. I'm trying to think real quick. No, today was the last official day of training camp, just so you know.
All right. QB2, anything new on that? We've got DiNucci.
No, we're still waiting. That's look, I mean, he's in that bucket, though. With
yep.
McDermott saying that that's a good point, Mike. Like, McDermott's saying that he wouldn't rule anybody out week one other than Matt Milano right now. You got to put Trubisky in that bucket, which is interesting.
Right. I'm wondering how you feel about the wide receiver holdouts or hold-ins, if you need it, that are happening around the league. It's 2 weeks now to Ravens Chiefs, Lamb, Ayuk, Chase, you know, guys who in different ways have stayed off the field. When do you get... Maybe you'd already be nervous if you're a fan of any of these teams. When does it get scary, if it ever does?
For me, not until they miss a game. And then you're like right there on Saturday. And I mean, we've seen, even going back to when the CBA was way different, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, and there might have been a guy that, oh, is he going to be there? Is he going to show up? And then suddenly, like, that week, hey, he's ready to rock and roll.
Bruce Smith in the summer of 97 signed the day before the opener against the Vikings and then and played.
Yeah, they got killed.
And he had held out the entire summer.
But they got killed.
So
that's not the point.
I would say the guy I think of for this last year is Chris Jones. He did miss week one.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't he? I think if I remember right, he missed week
yes,
one.
Yes, he did.
And then he signed. Like, even if it's week one, right? Like, even if it's you miss week one, like, I guess I get worried if I'm a fan of that team. Like, are they going to miss the opener? But generally, these guys, they wind up coming back. Everything works out. They sort themselves out. When's the last? I guess Le'Veon Bell you could look at as a guy who actually did sit out like quite a bit of the season recently.
Yeah. The Chiefs were playing like 3D chess last year. They lost the opener on purpose so that the organization would feel compelled to meet Jones's demands and get him in. So Mahomes purposely threw that pick six.
So they got to off Kadarius Toney's hands?
Yes. Yes.
So they got to come here in the playoffs and do something they hadn't done before?
Toney was in on it too.
Everybody was in on it. The Bills did get crushed. That's your game with your then girlfriend or fiance.
Right. That
or
was
wife.
We've been together ever since.
You guys
since.
Remember when Emmitt Smith held out and then the Bills beat Dallas and Dallas dropped to like 0-2 and then all of a sudden Emmitt Smith was back too, right?
That's right. Matt Darby. The Matt Darby game.
Yep.
Right. There it is.
Did you see the report? I saw, I don't know if this was last night or this morning. Chase, if this is correct, is looking to like go hard. Up to number one, like average annual value. Like it's a big number. And the Bengals, I mean, the Bengals are the Bengals. Like the whole time I've been worried about them. I'd be worried if I were a Bengals fan. Like, are we going to keep up? Does our owner have enough money in the bank to like escrow this? Like, can we play this game that everyone else in the league is playing? And Chase is taking that to the test.
Okay. So this is a good, you know, yeah, I'll tell you, the report came from Richard Skinner of ESPN 1530, and I believe that's, I'm guessing Cincinnati, that he's heard Ja'Marr Chase and his camp are looking at for a four-year deal in the $160 million range with 120-ish guaranteed. Justin Jefferson got 110 guaranteed. So he's looking for like 10 million more than Justin Jefferson guaranteed. Yes, that is a massive contract. And I'm going to spin this to the Bills, which is, this is partly why I think the Bills are doing what they're doing at wide receiver, which is they just don't want to play in that playground right now. Like,
right.
They don't want to have to be the team shelling out $100+ million guaranteed to a wide receiver. Now, of course, if Keon Coleman just becomes amazing, you have 3 years to figure it out. And by then, who knows? It's 150, 160, 200 guaranteed.
Right.
You tackle that then. But I just think right now, the Bills are not of the appetite to be in this type of wide receiver market.
Quick little nugget on the game Bulldog mentioned, the Vikings and the Bills. This is the 1997 opener. I'm not sure how many Bills games have ever been played in August, but that was August 31st, I believe. Who was the Vikings punter?
Reggie Roby.
Incorrect.
Yeah, sorry.
Randall Cunningham.
It's the first punter I could think of. Get the hell out of here.
Punted four times, 65-yarder, returned by Steve Tasker. Punted the next week, too. He was just Brad Johnson was the quarterback.
Wow.
Cunningham was the Vikings punter. Did that last all year? I don't think it did.
Insane.
But that's good, right?
Yeah, that is good.
That's pretty good. All right, Sal. At least we gave you that. Maybe we gave you a hard time, but at least we gave you that.
It's all good. I'll play spoons for you sometime.
Spoons. Let's go.
I look forward to some spoons. All right. Sal's appearance with us, by the way, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I remember Randall Cunningham punting like now and then. Didn't he have like a 90-yard punt or something for the Eagles once too?
That sounds somewhat familiar. Maybe even like surprise punt, like third down punt even. Maybe.
He could do it.
Yeah.
1997, he punted eight times. It was only the first 2 weeks. Maybe they had an injury.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they just...
I did not remember that.
It's pretty good.
I remember a lot of things about that. Like the 24 hours around that game, but not the game so much. But
you know. Bruce had two sacks.
Welcome back, Bruce.
Starship 12.
Starship 12.
I'm telling you, every quarterback has one nickname you just never even thought of or heard ever once. Rambling Randall. We did Cunningham when this came up a few weeks ago, I think.
I feel like Starship 12, Eagles, Starship 12, that's not the first time I've heard Starship 12, so maybe we're being redundant here.
Yeah. QB Eagles, we talked about that, whether that's from the video game.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl probably, yeah.
All right. Joe Ostrowski makes his triumphant return as we get closer to the NFL season, 2 weeks and 4 hours or whatever it is. Can't wait to talk to Joe. BetQL Daily, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, that's next here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.